back in 2020, I first heard this song, Lit in the Sticks, and I loved it from the very first time I heard it. Today, we are talking with that artist, Ryan Langdon. Ryan, welcome to Country 94.
Thank you so much for having me.
3 million streams on Lit in the Sticks, and then along comes good old COVID-19, right?
Yes, that was a lot of fun. I don't know if you can hear this sarcasm of it, but it wasn't fun at all.
No, but I'm so glad you're back on the charts, Ryan. Give me a little background. How long have you been in the business, and where did you get started?
Yeah, so I've been obviously doing music for probably a good 10 years now. I always used to sing like bars, pubs back home here in Niagara Falls, and it was just one of those things that country music was a genre that I always loved and loved to play. So things kind of started writing a lot and trying to get more ingrained in the artist side of it. And I ended up signing with Slate Music in 2018. Things kind of went from there.
So who would you say were some of your influences?
Influence-wise, it's kind of all over the place. But I would say the first artist that kind of got me into like listening to country music, obviously because of my father, was Hank Williams Jr. And then started kind of getting into George Strait. And then if it's going modern, big Jason Aldean fan in high school. I still am a huge fan, but yeah, that's kind of an artist that really kind of got me inspired into wanting to do country music.
Now, maybe you'll be opening for Jason Aldean next year. Who knows?
That'd be incredible.
Who knows?
It'd be a dream come true.
Country Like You, tell me about that fantastic song, both the song and the video. I want to hear all about Country Like You.
Yeah, so I wrote that with Patricia Conroy, Dave Thompson, back in the beginning of summer, I believe. I went down to Nashville for a writing trip, and I've written with Dave and Patricia quite a bit. And I walked in the room, I'm like, I had a really good feeling about this. We're going to write something really cool today. And Patricia kind of looked at me, and then after we wrote the song, it was just like, yeah, she was like, you weren't lying. It's a really cool song. We wanted to write something that kind of had a traditional country sound, but brought a little bit of the Ryan Langdon kind of rock element to it as well. So it kind of wrote itself within like an hour or 2 hours. And it was one of those songs that it's very rare a song takes so quick to write like that. But when it happens, it usually is a good sign.
We love it. We love it. What about the video? Who are those two adorable little blonde girls in the video?
Yeah, so the my cousin's actually the cowboy, and that's his wife and his two little girls. So it's one of those videos. I wanted to do something where, because he helps me out a lot with music videos, and he was in the Lit in the Sticks video as well. So I wanted to kind of like return the favor for all the help he does for me and give him something that he can kind of go back and watch, and it's kind of like a family memento. And the kids are big fans of me as well, so they love seeing themselves on in the music video. So it's really cute.
It's a great video, and it just fits with the music so well. So I'm even more excited. Last night I was, of course, you know, creeping on your social media, and I saw something exciting happened at midnight last night. Ryan Langdon, what was that?
Yeah, so we released a new single called "Friends Don't Let Friend," and we were kind of thinking about doing like a soft Spotify release, but we're kind of might be thinking about releasing as the next radio single. We're not really sure right now, but I think that's what we're aiming towards.
It's a beautiful, and beautiful song, Ryan.
It's a cool song. I wrote it with Jim Witter, who's obviously a Canadian country artist back in the 90s, and he's a really cool guy, and I love working with him. And we wrote it during COVID. It was one of those Zoom writes, the fun writes. And we kind of wanted to write something that had like a buddy-buddy kind of help a friend out kind of song, and kind of have a very Garth Brooks Friends in Low Places kind of vibe where, you know, you want to get the crowd singing along to. So it was a really cool song to write.
Ryan, you've had an exciting year, and I want to know, I know the answer to this one, but share with our listeners, what was your most exciting moment this year personally?
I would say I actually got married, so that would, my wife isn't looking at me right now, by the way. No, I would say getting married. You know, she's my best friend. I've been with her for 5 years, so it was a do, I guess.
And didn't you get married somewhere like really cool, like a winery?
Yeah, so basically we just did it at a winery. So I live pretty close to Niagara on the lake, where in Ontario that's kind of like the winery capital of the world. And it basically is right off the water there. And we kind of didn't really want a traditional wedding, so we basically just had a bender at a winery. It was a lot of fun.
Love it. Love it. Well, congratulations to you and Catherine. And I see Lucy the dog was also in the wedding. I love seeing that.
For sure. She had to be.
I wish you guys all the best. And a very Merry Christmas to you. We're going to talk about Christmas here in a second. I want to know, though, what was your best moment professionally this year?
I would say, honestly, just being able to release country like you. It's been 2.5 years since I kind of released anything because of COVID. And it was a really kind of, it hit me in the heart a little bit when I released that, because COVID was a very sad time for artists. I know everybody kind of experienced, you know, a lot of downtime and not being able to do what they love. Being able to release a song, just, I don't know, that was a good feeling, and it was kind of a dream kind of come true to get my career kind of back up.
Well, we've been waiting for you, my friend. So the EP is out now, Country Like You. I've heard it's being streamed in over 100 countries around the world, 3 million streams already. How does that feel?
It feels great. It's such a good feeling to be able to release music that people are enjoying, and to be able to build kind of a fan base from it. It's awesome. It's a dream come true, and I really appreciate all the support that everybody's been giving me. It's awesome.
New Year's Eve. What's up for New Year's Eve?
Nothing planned yet. I have no idea, so I don't really have anything going on. So again, we might have to go find something to do.
So if Jason Aldean called you and said, Ryan, what do you want to do on New Year's Eve? You'd open for him if he wanted to, throw a last-minute concert?
Yeah, I would have to think about dropping my plan to do that, yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. Tell me one more thing I wanted to ask you about. You were in Nashville earlier this year. Was it this year that you were writing at the Bluebird Cafe?
Yeah, so I did the song round there, which was such a cool experience. It's one of those things I've always wanted to kind of check off the checklist there of things to do in my life, and it was really, really cool experience.
That's awesome. I can't even imagine being in the Bluebird Cafe, so I was pumped to see that you were there this year. Ryan Langdon, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today. I'm so excited about your new single, Friends Don't Let Friends. We're going to add it here at Country 94 the minute we can.
Amazing.
And much, much continued success with Country Like You. We love it.
Well, thank you so much for all the support. I really do appreciate it.
Ryan, you have a fantastic day, and Merry Christmas from all of us here at Country 94.